Blog Talk Radio.
Johnson, the host of The Diary and the director of the Association of African American Single Mothers, and today is Black People Business Wednesday. And what I've decided to do is focus on something that I love the most, and that is focusing on Black history, and nothing makes me prouder than studying what Black people before me, including my parents, did for me so I can be where I am today. So that's what we are going to focus on every Wednesday, is Black history, not only African leaders, but African-American leaders. And, and what we try to do with the association to kind of continue that. And I've written 2 blogs this week, and that's something that I started again after not doing it for a while. And, it's really important, I think, for Black people. I feel that I'm very blessed to live in the time that I live in, and being born of the parents that gave birth to me and taught me and instilled things in me, and they were probably putting some stuff in me that they didn't even realize that they were putting in me. But I appreciate everything that they did, and I feel proud to be an African American. I feel proud for what my people did for me, and I really just don't see that expressed in any type of leadership, in any way. And then, our own president is African-American, and he can't even talk about how proud he is to really be the first African. I mean, you never hear him talk about it, because this country doesn't want us to talk about it. Because if we talked about it and we realized how strong we really were and what we came from, we would cease to act the way that we do today. And I have 3 wonderful children that I raised all by myself, and I did it in a way to show them, and I taught them to be proud of who they were. Don't look at what the world says you are. Understand where you came from so you'll know where you're going. And 99% of us, whether the African-American is 18 years old or 38 or 48 or 58, we don't study our history. And if we studied our history, we would demand that more of our so-called leaders would stand and do something on our behalf. So this is my effort to put out there what I'm proud about the people that, whether it's Stevie Wonder making sure that what he did with the happy birthday to you. From that to Martin Luther King, we need to understand what those people did for us and have a mindset that we are going to live our lives and do something for the next generation, because if we don't, I don't even want to see what happens if we don't, because I am, so I'm not going to worry about those of us who can and don't, because I can and I do and I will, because I gave birth to sons. I gave birth to sons, and I know how this country treats Black men. So I had a mindset way back when that, nope, not my sons. And if they get caught up in some bullshit, it's not going to be because Mama just allowed it to happen. Mama told you. If you didn't live, Mama instilled it. Mama didn't just tell you. Mama beat it in your head, just like my mama beat it in my brother's head. And if you didn't get it, that's on you. But, my son's got it, and I pray for him every day. And that's what we have to do. And so that's what we're going to be talking about, is African-American history, African history, African leaders, African-American leaders, and what the Association of African-American Single Mothers are trying to do to make this situation better for Black people everywhere. And in my blog, like I said, you know, we got a lot of people that have been fronting Black leadership. But to me, if there's no progress, I mean, you've done nothing. I mean, you show who you are by your fruit. And there has been absolutely zero fruit. And I'm almost 50 years old. And this civil rights bill was passed when I was born. And that's why I feel so proud, because I've never had to experience the shit that anybody born before 1964 had to experience. So I'm very proud that I didn't have to experience segregation. I didn't have to experience any of that stuff. I didn't have to experience it because somebody of my culture said, you know what, it's not right, and we're going to stand up, and we're going to get beat, and we're going to kill, and we're not going to kill, but we might get killed for what we believe, and we're going to do it so our children and our grandchildren and Stacy can sit up in 2012 and talk about what we did and hopefully instill that in the hearts of somebody that they will do it for their children. So that's what we're talking about. And today we will be talking about the civil rights movement, and that is a whole bunch of stuff. We think about the civil rights movement, and we think about only Martin Luther King. But he was the leader, of course. He started the whole thing. He got it kicked off, you know, and thank God that he did. And I pray every day, and I thank him every day for the sacrifice that he made. And he gave the ultimate sacrifice. He gave his life. And I don't think enough of us appreciate the fact that he gave his life. He gave his life for you and for me. He gave his life. Some of you broke-down-ass niggas won't even give half your food. But he gave his life. And we need to understand that that is very important. And we can't ever forget that. And we need to give our lives for somebody, especially today, when we see the condition of Black children and Black people. He didn't give his life so we could sit today and just be ignorant bastards and be happy that we're dumb. He gave his life so we can go on. I get so sick and I want to throw up every time his birthday comes along. And old-ass, tired-ass niggas are still talking about the dream. Well, you know what? He was dreaming when I was born, and I'm almost 50. Somebody should have woke their ass up and said, you know what? We're not dreaming no more, and we need to actually wake up and do something. And Black people are like, I mean, who was here longer than us besides Abraham Lincoln and Black people? I mean, who else was here? Abraham Lincoln and Black people and Indians. Who is the worst and the bad and the worst situation in this country? Black people. It's not right. It shouldn't be. And I feel in my soul that it's time for a change. And it's time for people that have a heart to try to change, if not for yourself, for your children. Everything I've ever done, every big step I've ever made has been because of my children. Because I didn't want my children to grow up in some bullshit. So I stepped out and I did what I had to do for my children. I embarrassed myself for my children. I'll embarrass you for my children. I'll kick your ass for my children. Because children are very, very, very important. It's very important that our children understand. My kids get sick of it because they've heard it their whole life. Black history, Black Panther, Martin Luther King, everything. My kids have heard it their whole life, so they know. They, oh, Mom, you ain't no Black leader, Mom. But see, they so used to it. Everybody in their home should be a Black leader. My dad had African stuff. My dad had Congos, Bongos, everything. My dad had African stuff. My dad taught me African principles. My dad taught me to be proud to be African, of African descent, because that's your strength. We don't teach our kids that as African Americans. And look at our kids. And the only time we show up is once after one of them is dead. It's like it's too late once they're dead. I don't want my sons to be, I don't want everybody to get behind me and want somebody to kill one of my sons. No, hell no, it's over then. My son is out there right now. He's getting ready to breath. He's sneezing right now because he's got a job at Jack in the Box, and he's here spending the night because his mama gonna take him in the morning. You know, we got to do better for our kids. So we're gonna talk about the Montgomery bus boycott. The civil rights movement had about 6 or 7 different things that went down before we actually. You know, it's like once white people got behind us getting our ass kicked, then that's when things started to change. So, and that's about like right now. Montgomery bus boycott, we're going to talk about the sit-ins, we're going to talk about the Freedom Riders. Shit, I would have been a Freedom Rider with a gat, okay? We're going to talk about the March on Washington. We're going to talk about Mississippi and Freedom Summer. And we're going to talk about Selma. And the only reason why I want to talk about it is because you need to understand these people cared like you should care about the next generation. Like I care about my kids and the next generation. You should care just like they care. And the next thing that black people need to focus on, okay, Chris is going to the store. Okay, I don't need to lock the door. I always lock the door. You know we from LA, son. We lock the door. that's my baby. That's baby Chris. What are we talking about? We're talking about, you know, keeping kids like baby Chris alive. And you know, he got in the most trouble because he knew all of this stuff when he was a baby. And he knew how he was supposed to be treated. But the only reason why he knew is because his mama told him. So, this is the diary. This is where we talk about stuff, black people business. And we ain't talking about anything that me and my homegirl Carrie, we talk about nigga activity and black people business. That's two different things. This is black people business. Black people business is talking about things that's going to uplift black people, make people better, make black people better, make them aware. And you should be aware and you should be so grateful and thankful for the sacrifices of all these people. From the Montgomery bus boycott, from the sit-ins, from the Freedom Riders, from the March on Washington, the Mississippi Freedom Summer, all the people that got killed and white people included that backed us up to make sure we got our freedom. And it wasn't freedom only for black people. It was freedom for women, minorities of all races, women, all of that. It wasn't just us. You know, some of this stuff is just appalling. It's just appalling that Any country that says it's based on Christianity and Christian values treat a race of people this way. You know, it's like I'm not surprised at the stuff that's going on today because there's no unity. And America needs to get right with black people, however they choose to do it. And, yeah, reparation. Nobody wants that. But what you can do is you can put these young black males in college, those that choose to go, you can put them in there for free. You can get them a free ride, and it don't have to be a historically black college either. You know, there's a whole bunch of stuff you can do if you wanted to. You know, we apologize to every race of people that we dog out, but to this day, there's never been an apology to a real apology to black people. And, you know, we built the country as far as I'm concerned. You know? And white people, just the hatred of black people is just insane to me. It's just totally insanity. It's insane. So, Martin Luther King, he was the main figure, of course, of the civil rights movement, and I love him dearly. And I thank him every day. I thank God, I thank mom and dad, and I thank Martin Luther King. And he was born in 1929, and yes, he led us. Millions, okay, through the nonviolent protest against segregation and racial discrimination, only to die in a violent way. You know, but that is America. And that's going to change. You know, and with me studying the laws of the universe and knowing that we're all one and everything is evolving, all of that stuff was just the evolution of man. And we're still in the evolution of man. That's why I really try to take a step back and try not to judge and try not to be, yeah, I'm a racist. You know, we all racist. For us to say we're not, That just means we prefer our race other than another one, and we all are guilty of that some way or another. But we are all one, and we need to come to that realization and somehow try to remedy any of the wrongs ever made against any of us, because in the big scheme of things, the big guy that makes our hearts beat and makes the water flow and makes the hurricane start and stop, he's watching all of us, and we're all one. And when we act as one, we'll begin to live as one, and things will develop as we are one, and we will begin to live in a world where it reflects us being one, you know? So, but my main concern is black people's business, and this is black people businessmen. So I'm going to take a break, I'm going to play some music, I'm going to take a little swig of a goody-goody, and I will be back. I'm going to play Funky Summer for you funky folks.
The country that I live in.
I wasn't a slave. I was a builder of this country. And because somebody was able to convince me that I was a slave, I became a slave. And I'm no longer a slave. And I'm a strong warrior, and I need to know about my people. And there are some people that set me free, and I need to know about those people, and I need to appreciate those people, because if it wasn't for those people, I'd probably still be picking cotton somewhere. So I need to really appreciate those people, learn about those people, give thanks for those people, and move on as if I had to save the next generation just like those people. So, Martin Luther King was assassinated in 68, but the Civil Rights Movement had its peak from 55 to 65. Congress passed the Civil Rights Act in 1965. I love that year. Some little girl was born in December, and I thank my mother and father for doing it. And the Voting Rights Act was in 65. All right, guaranteeing basic civil rights for all Americans regardless of race. After nearly a decade of nonviolent protest and marches, so 10 years our people fought, okay, raging from 55 to 56, the Montgomery bus boycott, to the student-led sit-ins of the 60s, to the huge march on Washington in 1963. So that's basically the progression. All right, so the first thing we're going to talk about is a little bit, Tim, while we still have a couple minutes. And every Wednesday we will continue in this. And my whole purpose and point of this is to give you a little bit so you'll go and research on your own. We update our website every Tuesday, our new website, I should say, every Tuesday on a new black leader, whether it's an African leader or it's an African-American leader. And our old website had tons and tons of information, so at this point we're just transferring from the old to the new, and we just do one leader a week just to make it easy on me. So that's what we do. So now what we're going to talk about a little bit while we still have about 8 minutes or so, we'll talk about Rosa Parks and all of that good stuff. And, you know, even back then, you know, we had to play a good game. You know, and the only way for you to play a good game is for you to have knowledge. You can't play a game if you don't know the game. So, you know, as I read deeper into the Montgomery bus boycott and how Rosa Parks was chosen, basically she was chosen as the one to kick off the boycott. It wasn't like, out of the blue. No, there was a group of intelligent African-Americans that said, you know what, under the leadership of Dr. Martin Luther King, that said, you know what, we need to organize in such a way that when they discriminate against this person, it'll be so egregious that every black person, see, and that's the key. It said every black person would stand up with us. That's where I want to kick somebody in the teeth today. You cannot find 5 black people, whether they're in your family or you met them at Taco Bell or in college, that will stand with you. If you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for everything. And that was the thing. They had to make sure. They had a group of people that were willing to say, okay, look, we know this is wrong. Okay, you know, it's wrong. Just because our skin is brown, we should not have to get up for these white. We know it's wrong. So we're not even going to act like it's right. See, and that's where the paradigm, see, that's what I love, Bob Proctor and The Secret and all of that, because those black people in 1960s, they had a paradigm shift in their thinking. They stopped thinking like slaves, and they began to think like human beings. And they said, you know what? Why the hell am I getting up for these white folks? They're not no better than me. So I'm going to get some people of courage, and we're going to do it strategically, And, you know, some of us might get a smackdown, but you know what? God is on our side. The great man is the man that stands on principles. If you know that God is on your side, you can beat the shit out of me because God is on my side. You're not better than God. You see, the beat, watch the passion. Everybody needs to watch the passion. Mel Gibson might be a little cuckoo. Maybe he got a little drinky too much trying to feel the Jesus in the passion. But watch the passion. Okay, because if Jesus took that ass whooping for you, I'll take it all day long for a baby that can grow up in freedom. Okay, what's the passion? Jesus took that ass whooping. If that's a true depiction of the ass whooping Jesus took for your lousy ass that won't get up and do nothing for nobody but yourself, then you need to get up and wake up and figure out life is more than what we realize. Stand up, figure out who you are, and do like the people did in Selma and the Freedom Riders for your black people. You know, I don't want to see Al Sharpton. I want to just go throw, wherever he's at, just go get a cup of water and throw it on his head and see that turn into an afro, because he is a disgrace to black people. He is a disgrace. Those folks only show up after somebody has been killed. I don't want to see you after my son is dead. I need you to figure out how we're going to keep our son from getting killed. What do we need to put in these single moms' heads to figure it out so they can figure it out for their sons? If they, okay, we know the daddies ain't there. We know God knows, though. God knew before you laid down with the sorry motherfucker he wasn't going to be there. So that's where it all, that's the next step in the Association of African American Single Mothers. That's why we do Black People Business Wednesday, because we don't know nothing about our past, because if we did, we'd act better. Every culture understands the importance of understanding where you came from, but us, not the Negro. Not the Negro. But as long as I'm alive, I'm going to do my best to say yes to the Negro. And anybody that wants to join my team, say yes to the Negro, and let's get it together, because it's not for us, it's for our children. If these people, and I didn't even talk about the stuff, but we're going to do it on next Black People Business Wednesday. The 30 minutes ain't enough. So I may just have to invest some money on Black People Business Wednesday. Okay, because if these people cared enough for me, and I was just born, I was born in December. So when they was getting their asses beat and having to pay in the front of the bus and getting on the back of the bus and then the bus take off before they even get on, if they was doing that for me, then I need to really be doing something for somebody else. Because if they didn't do that for me, only God knows where I'd be today. And God knows where your ass would be today. So we need to wake up, wake up, wake up. This is Black People Business Wednesday. Come every Wednesday, let's talk about it, think about it. Understand that people died for you, Black people. You can at least do something. Now, anybody asking you to die, but do something for the next generation and don't just talk about it, gossip about it, Facebook about it. Everybody got on a hoodie, but ain't nobody getting their ass up to shit for nobody. That's bullshit. This is Black People Business. And I'm tired. You know, I ran my consulting firm all day and love you all night. That takes a lot of work. And this is Black People Business Wednesday. I love you guys. And we're going to do it again. We're going to finish it up. We're going to do what it do. And love somebody. Take care of some children. And love each other. And I'll see you on Sunday at 1 o'clock. This is Love Doctor. Black People Business Wednesday. Every Wednesday at 8 o'clock p.m. on the dot. all right.